yes, the railroad was the main thing. And for the East Coast was ran passenger trains as well as freight. And you had them going through here all the time of the day and in the night. And if you wanted to go to Miami, anything place like that, or Jacksonville, you had to go on the rail. And, of course, we had a lot of citrus that was shipped out of here. And it was all went by rail at that time. And most of it went to the northern auction markets. And that was the predominant way of disposing or selling of your fruit, was put it on auction in New York or Philadelphia or Baltimore. The railroad was a real key at that period of time in the early citrus days, and in the fish industry too. We had quite a fishing industry here, and the fishermen would bring their fish, catch from the night, wash them, and pack them. You packed them in barrels, wooden barrels, which were made here in Titusville, and you packed them in ice. And then we would come on this Model T flatbed truck and pick up these many barrels of fish and take them over to the railroad station, where they had built a regular platform there where you could put the fish inside. And then the trains came through that night, they loaded it on the trains.